Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
World can't understand why in the world are you not full of a ruckus and beside yourself. They goes, I believe the report. They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage. Amen. And in the midst of that, I learned how to not lean to my own. I understand. That's why I got peace. Don't you want to be set free? Don't you ever want to have a peace of mind? Joy divine? Love that alas? Can't be surpassed? You're going to start doing something about these thoughts. They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage and diseases.
Amen.
Sorry, folk, but it's the truth anyhow.
Amen.
Amen. Let me ask you a question. Who's accused of the brother?
Amen.
Satan, right? The Bible says he's doing that day and night. Now is he accusing us before God, then he's accusing us amongst each other?
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right? Now we got two strikes against us. And then we end up accusing ourselves. Now we got three. Amen. I mean, after all, if he can't get you to accuse each other, the next thing he do, he just gets you to just beat down yourself. Well, we're pulling some cover off there. We say, whoo, look at him. Look at him. Pulling some cover off today. Just, look at him. There he is. So you can't let these accusing spirits have place. So if you want that peace of mind, brothers and sisters, you can have it. Because our Jesus is good. Man, know we're going to have some music this morning. You keep on plowing and stuff on. Amen. So the devil, Satan, is the one. I'm telling you, he's the accuser of the brother. So if he can't get you, hey, everybody's accusing you before the Father, and then you're accusing each other. You follow me? Next thing you know, he's going to have you accusing your own self. Is that right? He's going to have you accusing your own self. They'll take care of him. Y'all come on with him.
Praise the Lord.
We blessed, ain't we?
Yes.
Of course, most people in the world nowadays don't even know what that is. That's called Jesus giving us authority. Hey, greetings, each and every last one of you, sweet, precious, strong, and victorious, the mighty, overcoming name of our soon-coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach. It's a blessing to have each and every last one of you here tonight with us, joining us here on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling number is 310-982-4226. That's 310-982-4226. Hallelujah. Got a couple of announcements we need to go ahead and make, because we know that the feast days are coming up, and of course we know the feast day of trumpets that kicks off the fall feast is September, is what the world calls September the 8th, but it's really the 9th, you know what I mean, starts on that evening. So we thank the Father for that. Glory to the King. Also, what do we know about the debate that is in Green Bay, Wisconsin, November, I think it's the 17th, I got to look and see on the board, anyway. It's going to be there. Pastor Dow, the Israelite versus the Christian, the pagan Christian, Mike LeMay. It looks like there's going to be a lot of people there, a lot of people there. Man, this ought to be interesting, huh? Ought to be interesting. How do you argue something that ain't even in the book and commanded for us to do and take some? I mean, I tell you exactly what's going on. I ain't going to let it all out, though. That's just the truth, but hallelujah. Anyway, it ought to be interesting. Also, next week, September the 1st, 2018, yours truly, Pastor Dow, along with Elder Mitchell, Elder Rufus, and Brother Kabir, will be in Houston, Texas, and I put the information on YouTube where we're going to be at. It's at Doubletree Hilton there in Houston, We're looking forward to seeing you there. The meeting time is going to start at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. We'll be there until we're done. But if you plan on coming, what you should do is you should bring some sandwiches, some chips, some snacks, you know, some juices, maybe in a cooler or something like that, so that you have something to eat, because, you know, we don't usually try to eat that hotel food or whatever they want to charge. It's crazy nowadays with the way that the world is. Brother Desmond and his family is up there from Straightway, Kentucky East. It's a blessing to be able to see them. Hallelujah. You know, we're doing well. We got another family coming in and visiting, a large family, you know, this weekend. We usually have people come in almost every single weekend and visit us here at Straightway. Do y'all hear me? Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Almost every single weekend, some family somewhere, be it here in the United States of America or out of the country, they're usually here visiting with us. Hopefully we don't be too long for you tonight. But that's all that we have going on. Now, Elder Doug and them just returned from South Carolina doing the electrical inspection. I want to run something by you to show you how the world does things. Now, check this out. You all know that Straightway has been running up and down the road for the last couple of years to help build that home there in South Carolina with Elder Austin. That's a community down there. And they are impressed. Literally, the inspector came today to inspect after Elder Doug and J.C. and Ariel spent a whole week down there along with Elder Austin wiring the whole building. He was highly impressed, which you'll be able to see. I include a video there on YouTube of our work. And you know the only thing that actually failed the inspection? You know what failed the inspection? We told Elder Austin to go ahead and see if he can find a plumber, a good plumber that can plumb the house and stuff. You know what failed? The plumbing failed. Yeah, from the people who are certified, who are licensed plumbers, they work fails. And I was passed with flying colors, so much so to the point that the inspector just loved even just sitting there looking at the work that we've done. Simply amazing, huh? Y'all also get a chance, take some pictures of the inside of the building too and everything for us so we can have them for future references for generations coming behind us. But that speaks to the work ethic of us Israelites and what we do. But it also speaks to the shame of this world. Can you imagine you being professional and certified and then you and the job that you do with your crew, it fails. But those of us who don't even have a piece of paper to our name, it passes with flying colors. As a matter of fact, they're totally impressed, huh? Don't they speak something? Don't they say something to y'all about the character of Straightway in itself. It should minister greatly. Guest calling number 310-982-4226, 310-982-4226. We're going to go ahead and get right on to the phone calls here tonight. But go ahead and give us a radio check. I'm going to go do my routine as normal. I'm going to run up here and I'm going to check to see how many people are tuning in on there on YouTube or either Facebook Live. And I'll be right back here in just a moment. Let me give you Sister Wenda, who will give you our mailing address. Also, the box, shoot, I don't have the box for mailing. There was somebody sent us some silver, but they didn't tape it. Listen, if y'all going to send something of value like that in the mail, tape it. I wanted to physically show it to you, but anyway, I got a lot of stuff on my mind. You know what I mean? I can't remember everything. All right, anyway, be back here in just a moment. Sister Wenda.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High YAH. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there and, be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the king is coming.
I had somebody sign something and took one of my videos and placed it on his blog or whatever it was. Anyway, that video has got over 1,300,000 hits. It was on the marriage. I also, Brother Steve and Sister Wenda sent me something. Resend it to me again, Brother Steve. I can't remember where I put it at. But they sent me a video where somebody was doing a very nice production, and they actually put about three excerpts of me in it and speaking and stuff. And I tell you, it's just a great honor to know that people out there paying attention and listening. Of course, there's many of you I wish I could meet and have the opportunity to actually break bread with and speak to, but hey, that's neither here nor say. Glory to the King. Let's go ahead and get right on to your burning questions. You get one burning question here on the radio broadcast. Because we have other people that would love to speak. Again, this is our busy season. And, of course, when you get to Straightway, you get to see how busy we have been and how busy we are. I'm kind of wondering if during Tabernacles, since we're going to have so many brethren here, if I should plan the concrete pour for the for Tabernacles, since we got all those brethren here, to give them a chance to actually say that, you know what, we have laid the foundation We help lay the foundation to this tabernacle. That would be the perfect opportune time. We have plenty of backs, nice hardworking brothers. We may wait till then. It's supposed to be a little bit cooler too to actually pour the pad. So that means myself, Brother Scott, and all of us block layers out here, we gotta get this footing down, get the rock bought in and stuff, and get the blocks laid up to the first couple of courses. Gotta make sure it's squared and everything, and then we'll be able to move forward. But it sure would be nice, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't that be nice? I'm thinking about that. Because it's going to be kind of close to the ask for people to get off right here, because it's going to be a big job. And we're going to need a lot of backs. Because I can tell you right now, all of us 50-year-old men, boy, I mean, I'm not saying that we can't do it. We more than likely, we will do it even if we have to kill ourselves to do it, which that's just a figure of speech. We won't do that. But I can tell you right now, we had to do it. We'll be here for sure all night long. Because what we could do is after we get it poured to a certain level and stuff, and then we can actually get myself and Brother Bud and Brother Scott and Brother Brent, get four trowels working and start floating this thing. We either get rip one of those floaters, those trowels that we can actually ride on. Man, be something. We got a lot to do. We'll see. How many of y'all brothers like to get in on the foundation of the new tabernacle? We're estimating, hopefully, that it's going to be completed by Passover 2019. That'd be a blessing, wouldn't it? All right, guest call in number 310-982-4226. This is Pastor Dow. We'll go ahead and go to your phone calls. First call of the night, California, Brother Tyrone. Call number 706-706. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Stripey Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow. How's it going?
All right, doing well. Shabbat shalom. How can I help you?
I was calling tonight. Wanted to address an issue. Basically, it's an issue with one of the, I guess this guy proclaims to be a follower of the ministry, of Straightway Ministry.
Who?
That would be, his name would be King Hargrove. This is the same person who it's a long story, but I'm going to try to keep it short. I've talked to Elder Becker in the past about this because I know there's other callers calling in. So
yeah.
Here's the issue.
What is?
I know he can hear me. So the next time you want to go and put your hands on a woman, you want to go and put your hands on a child, you come down here to Oceanside and you put your hands on a man. Now, we can do this in the jiu-jitsu gym or the Thai boxing gym. It don't make no matter. My name is Tyrone, and I'm not hard to find. The reason I'm doing this is because months ago, he got on this radio broadcast, and he went on my, I guess, on my YouTube channel or something, and he had saw a comment that I had placed on one of your videos. And I said, sounds like someone I know. He then mentioned my name, okay? So I know he can clearly hear me right now. So here's the deal. Sorry about that. My phone's echoing. So here's the situation. He goes back to this woman's house who I was dealing with from the jump. I had never put this woman away. And then he goes on and they claim that, okay, hey, you know, we're married. We're going to talk to Elder Becker, all these things. I spoke with Elder Becker. Elder Becker, first, he told me where I was wrong. And he said, hey, tell her to come back. If she does, she does. If she doesn't, she doesn't. Okay, fine. Okay, long story short, she didn't. And then afterwards, after he got done whooping her ass week after week, her and her kids had to sneak out the house while he was at work and come down here to my home and stay the weekend until they could get the police to get this gentleman removed. Well, we're way past that
this,
now.
Who in the hell is this King Hargrove? Who is this booker?
He's called in several times to your radio broadcast, Pastor Dow. He called
that,
in
that
once claiming to.
I know him.
He's called in like two or three times. He called in once saying that he was speaking in tongues, and he says that, you know, the woman he claimed to be married to heard him speaking in tongues. However, here's the issue I have with that, because he's extremely new to the concept of scriptures. I guess he feels that he can commit adultery, then repent, but then continue doing the same thing and making that person belonging to him. I disagreed with that.
I'll tell you the truth, I wish you could get a hold of him and whoop his ass.
Hey, King, you hear what Pastor Dow's saying? So I'm letting you know. It's on site when I see you. I apologize for that, Pastor. I don't want to put that on this broadcast. Let's just say, hey, here's the bottom line. Here's the bottom line. This guy calls in. He pretends to be one thing. He hurt this woman. He beat this woman. And the kids are scared. He's back in the house right now. I asked her, I said, do you want him out? And she said, yes, but he won't leave. So
whose house is it?
If she wants, I'm sorry?
Whose house is it?
It's her house. He doesn't have a home. He came from, I think, like Slidell, Louisiana or Florida. He came out
tell
here. He was
police.
Living off of her.
Tell him to call the police.
That's what I told her. Okay. So if you're listening to the woman who it concerns, Pastor Dow said, just as I told you, call the police and have this person removed from the home. So he comes back last night or the night before last, and he brings his boyfriend with him or some bald-headed guy. He brings a roommate with him, and he's staying with this woman and her three children. So
boy,
I wanted to,
sorry.
You know.
That's about sorry. I don't even know why she let him in either. But tell her I said call the police. Pick up the phone, call the police, get his raunchy rear end out of there.
I actually told her to try to give you a call as well.
I wish I was over in California.
Yeah, actually,
I'll take care of it.
I appreciate that. Pastor Dow, when are you coming to California by chance?
Well, the last time I was there, bro, Scott, when was the last time I was there? 2012? We had, I think it was 2012. We got a delay up here. But I was in California some time ago. Let me see. Hold on. Oh, okay. So I hear that I ain't getting all the story. I'm only getting half of the story. I'll deal with this with Elder Doug and them, talk with Elder Doug and them about it and see exactly
yes,
what's going on.
That sounds good. That sounds good. I'm available anytime Elder Doug has my phone number. And I also want to share this scripture. It's going to be because this man in question also has three other children way back in another state that he's not taking care of. So the scripture is 1 Timothy 5:8. It says, but if any provide not for his own and have especially for those of his own house, he have denied the faith and is worse than an infidel.
Yeah.
I know you hear me. And the next time you try laying your hands on one of them kids, you don't have to worry about the police because you're going to worry about the Channel 10 news. And I know you listening, so you can go ahead and run behind this and call Blog Talk right now and give Pastor Dow your side of the story. My name's Tyrone, not hard to find. Thank you, Pastor Dow, for your time. I appreciate everything you do, brother.
All right. Have a good night. That's something because the only way he can probably get a hold of them, but Elder Doug sent me a message. Y'all see the stuff we got to deal with? Now, I want y'all to see something. What he just got finished talking about is a situation where these people, they claim to be connected to Straightway, but we have never met them. And they live clear across on the other side of the United States of America. We got a lot of people love dropping the name of Straightway while they're running dirty. And this is the stuff we be checking. It's utterly amazing because we don't put up with that kind of behavior and nor do we tolerate that kind of behavior in this ministry. We are a sanctified, set apart, holy people. That's what we are. I told you what's happening. Many of you people want to be Israelites, but you still want to keep the world in you and run dirty. Now here, there's a reason why that the Most High God brought you in the first place, because he know that you with a no-nonsense pastor, with a no-nonsense people, and it means business. That's just the truth. Let's go to North Carolina, Brother Timothy, 919-919. This is Pastor Dowie on the Stripey Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there, Brother Timothy?
Hey, bless you. Shalom, sir. How are you?
I'm well. Tired, but I'm well.
Good.
I'm always tired. I'm always tired when just before the Sabbath is getting ready to come in because I've been working 6 days.
Yes, sir. I tell you what, I don't know exactly what you go through, because you know we do two different lines of work. Yours may be a little bit more important, but hey, I tell you what, I need that Sabbath too.
All right, what you got, yes, brother? Sir.
I got one quick question, and it may have been one that someone already asked, and it's mainly because I remember you had said, like, either a week ago, you said that what we've been taught is told is nothing more, nothing less. This is the Torah. I remember you said that the Torah actually encompasses more than just those five books, and I was wondering, based off of your knowledge and your study, what books of the ones that were taken out that have been, you know, that have been verified to actually have been there beforehand, you know, including books that are already there like Job, which books actually, of your knowledge, are actually the full Torah of what you know of?
I'm not in a position to be able to answer that right now. I made a blanket statement because it's obvious from a lot of books that are missing, if you understand what I mean. I'm not in a position to make a proclamation like that simply because I don't have the resources sitting in front of me. You know, we're concrete people, Brother Timothy. We don't like dealing in speculations and assumptions and hyperbole.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir. Well, all right. Well, thank you very much, sir. You have a blessed day. All right. You have a blessed day.
All right. Bless you, Brother Timothy.
All right.
All right. Let's go to Minnesota. Caller number 612-612, this is Pastor Dow. You're on the Serbian Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there in Minnesota, Brother Gene? Minnesota, you there? Minnesota going once?
Yep, I'm here, Minnesota, sir. Sorry, once. Sir.
All right, what you got, Brother Gene?
I'm
my
here,
bud.
Sir. So I had a testimony of being obedient to what Elder said and how it literally saved a life today. And if it's okay, little Bud has a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead, sir. Hit it, Brother Bud.
And so my testimony is, I was talking to a dear brother today, and while I was on the phone, my truck, because it was raining so hard, jackknifed. And then I corrected it. It re-jackknifed the other way. And then re-jackknifed the other way. And then I couldn't stop. And so I had to go through the intersection when it had turned red. And this car pulls out. Everybody else was stopped. And this car pulls out. Literally, as the car pulls out, I said, Lord, I did what you told me, as the elders told me, which is to pray every day before I leave my house. And pray over my truck. And I did that, so I hold claim to that promise. Literally, the second I said that in my mind in prayers to the Most High, the car moves, and literally I missed this car by feet. And had it not moved, I would have hit its driver's side and killed that driver today. And it all due to the fact that the elders were on Marco Polo giving some advice about the fact that anytime they leave the gates of Straightway, they pray before they leave. It doesn't matter what day it is.
That's right.
And that God protects them. And anytime they don't pray, that's when stuff happens. So it was a testimony that God saved a life because of prayers made to him, because the elders were wise enough to give that counsel. And I'll hand you over to little Bud if that's okay, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Y'all good. Come on, Brother Bud. Come on, little Bud. What you got?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Bell.
Shabbat shalom.
So, I've been hearing a lot of stuff about wives as of late in Straightway, and I wanted to ask this not because I'm looking for a wife, but because I'm interested in what is the way you go about a man selecting a wife in Straightway?
Well, I'll just give it to you in a nutshell. First of all, number one, if the young man or the man is interested in a woman, whoever is her covering, the first step he would do is go to her authority. And he would inquire of him first. So that way that he can also then, if he chooses to communicate with his daughter or whoever is over her, and then it's up to her if she chooses to accept from that point. And if she accepts, then they come together with the blessings of the family, and then they end up being betrothed. And then the family, of course, since a lot of sisters trust the judgment, and especially the brethren, they will usually seek counsel of us, and they would ask us, what do you think we should do going forward? So us, meaning the elders, we would advise them on what you should do going forward, and then that's it. You know, some of y'all, and I'm just going to use this for an example. It's not shooting at you. This is just what goes on, okay?
Yes, sir.
I've got people that we have put together in marriage that waited 2 or 3 years from the time that they made themselves known that they were interested in each other, that they wanted to be married. Some of you so full of lust and so full of crap, you can't even wait 30 days. Yeah, I even got, matter of fact, Brother Will and Sister Renee, they're going on 2 years right now, waiting to be married. And Brother Will be marrying a virgin. 2 years. 2 years. You know what he's doing? He's getting his affairs in order. He's paying his bills. He's paying his debt. He's making sure that he can be able to provide for her and get a home. Unlike some of you dang bootlickers who don't do crap. You think you ought to get a wife just because... No. See, our bar is set high here straightway. And I mean extremely high. And those are the most successful marriages that we have. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
But that is how we do it in a nutshell, and that's how, that's just a simple version of it. All right?
All right. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor.
Yes, sir. Shabbat right. Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Here.
Brother Gene, boy, Brother Bubba, was you planning on coming back on?
No, sir. I'll let the other people have a chance, sir. Thank you, sir.
All right, Shabbat Shalom. You know, we know what we're doing at Straightway. No matter, as a matter of fact, we know exactly what we're doing. And our character and judgment is impeccable. You folks don't know what you're doing, and it would behoove you to submit. Well, I can't wait no damn 2 years. Yep, but you know what? I've seen every one of them that said he couldn't do that fall on their face. Yeah, that's not to say every one of them in 2 years. Man, y'all folks are something else out there. Y'all folks are something else. Let me see, Joseph could work 7 years waiting on a wife and then work another 7 to make sure you secure the second one, but you can't. Man, y'all full of it in this generation. That's what y'all are literally full of it. Let's go to Wisconsin, Brother Jim, caller number 262. 262, this is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Straight Truth Radio broadcast. I can help Brother Jim.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dal. Bless you.
Shabbat Shalom, Brother Jim. I can help you.
Pastor, I've been thinking last day and today about what you shared with us on Sons of Jacob and what you shared relative to Deuteronomy chapter 22. But the thing that just has been on my mind ever since I heard that was the amount of understanding and wisdom that you brought concerning the subject. It wasn't just, you know, here's the rule book rules, but here's how it all ties together, and here is where we're at because of all of the whoredom that have gone on, you know, through the history of our people. And it just boggles my mind.
What are you getting to, Brother Jim?
That's what I'm getting to right there. And I guess I hear this guy in California, and we're talking about marriage, and everybody needs to hear what you spoke. That's what I have to say. Pastor.
Well, I can tell you, Brother Jim, a lot of these people out there are running carte blanche. They're being a law to themselves because they know that our arm don't reach all the way to California, because if it did, and we was close, a lot of this behavior that they're doing, we just simply wouldn't put up with it. And a lot of these people say they're part of Straightway, but they don't support the ministry. They're not known in the ministry. We've never seen them. We never met them. We never hugged their neck. And so I just get sick and tired of people dropping the name Straightway, and we don't even know them, if you understand what I mean.
Yes, sir, I absolutely do. I exactly know what you're talking about. Everybody wants to be a part of something so that they can feel like they are someone and something big, but they haven't invested 1 ounce into it, either finances or themselves. They haven't even invested in their relationship with the Most High. All they do is they are game playing, and, you know, they are making a, they're one person 1 minute, and the next minute they're a whole different person. They are double-minded, and they are two-faced, and they are nothing but demons coming from and going to the pit.
Okay, yes, sir. You finished?
Yes, sir. Yeah, no, I'm just, yeah, I spoke what I, you know, that's all I can add or say to what you asked.
All right. Bless you, Brother Jim.
Bless you, Pastor. Shabbat shalom,
my sister. All right, let's go to, he's somewhere out there in the West. Brother Jesus, call number 910-910. This is Pastor Dow, you know, Straight with Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Jesus?
Shabbat shalom, my beloved pastor.
Hey, bless you, son. How you doing?
Good, good. That out in the West is actually Arizona, sir. Yuma, Arizona.
Yeah, I figured that. I'm getting old. I'm getting old, Brother Jesus. You know that, don't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I'm trying to maintain everything as much as I can.
Hallelujah. Well, I didn't have a question or anything like that. I just wanted to, I meant to bring this up to you last week. I wanted to bring it up to you. And it's concerning that message you did on Yah as judge.
Yeah.
And I approached the Father the way that you the way that you basically told us to approach the Father. And I did it exactly how you said. I approached him, and Yah heard my prayer, and he delivered me of whatever I was going through, Pastor. And I want to thank you for that message, because, you know, I applied what you said and saw results, and that's what I wanted to mentioned to you today. And
ain't y'all good?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He is. He is. He's very good. He's very good. And having followed what you said, Pastor, once again, my body went through another transformation, and my back got better. A whole bunch of things got better, that's for sure. So I just want to thank you, Pastor, for being the man of Yah. And that was all for tonight. But I did want to mention one more thing, and that is, I don't know if you, I've been following, you know, I still follow cryptocurrency and all that stuff. And I wanted to bring one particular cryptocurrency up to you. It's called Steam. It's called Steam.
Steam?
It's, yeah, Steam. Have you heard of it?
Spell it.
S-T-E-E-M.
Okay.
Basically, it's a social media platform that has a cryptocurrency, and on this social media platform, it's basically for bloggers and people who like doing videos. And basically,
yeah,
the premise of the platform is that if your post does really well, like the website or the company will pay you in their cryptocurrency based on how well your post does. And I remember this one YouTuber I follow, he said he made like over $1,000 just on one post.
I believe it. Bro, Daryl, I want you to check that out. S-T-E-E-M. Check it out, Bro, Daryl. Let me know what you come up with. Go ahead, Brother Jesus.
And that was it. And then actually I have another one where it's called Limpo, and that one gives you, pays you based on how healthy you live, which is pretty interesting.
All right, my brother.
All right, my pastor. Love you, love all the saints, and I look forward to Tabernacle, sir.
Yes, sir. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
All right, let's go to Florida. Call number 904-904. It's Pastor Dow, Unit Service Truth Radio Broadcast. I can help you there in Florida.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom. Who am I speaking with?
This is Dorian. Doing okay, Shepard? My call is going to be real quick. Right now I'm actually in California. I'm laid over for the Shabbat with my truck. So, but I, my call is regarding, I normally contribute via, can you hear me, Pastor?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Gotcha.
I normally contribute doing, through the, PayPal, and I know you've been pushing for us to go to the website to contribute, and I'm wondering, is it going to make a difference for me, or do I need to go ahead and switch over now?
Oh, no, sir. No, don't get me wrong. If you want to go ahead and contribute through PayPal, that's your prerogative. You can still do that.
Okay.
I'm not forbidding anyone from giving. Y'all forbid that, man, because, the way that the Most High is leading me into doing a lot of things, man, I need all the assistance and help that I can get. And if the Most High lays it up on your heart to be able to contribute and give to this ministry, man, I bless you for it. But no, PayPal is still fine.
Okay, yeah, because that's what I've been using, you know, for quite some time. But I heard you, you know, pushing the other one. So I said, let me call in just to verify and make sure I don't need to switch over, because I don't want you to get taxed if you don't got to get taxed, you know.
Yeah, yeah. The reason why I do that, because it's a foundation that going through another a particular organization, and and then I think they send you a letter, and then I think you can actually write off your contribution during tax time over there at the other one. I believe that's what it is. But no, if you choose to give over at PayPal, that's fine. I appreciate it.
All right, doctor. Appreciate you, Pastor. Take care, Shepherd.
All right. Bless you. Keep watching. Keep listening. Stay connected. All right.
Yes, sir.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shalom.
We're making inroads, and you know, one of my prayers was is that Most High, I said, some way, somehow, I need to be able to get a hold of some of these NFL players. The ones you have called and chosen to be ordained to eternal life. And there are some NFL players that are still in NFL that are actually listening to us, watching us, and even connected to some of the retired NFL players that are in the ministry. It's a beautiful thing. My advice, one thing is, number one, is listen diligently all to your heart to make sure you develop a right relationship with the Most High. You'll never regret it. And then number two, you all need to get in contact with Brother Kabir so he can teach y'all how to manage your finances so that you don't run through that money and end up broke like a lot of people who go into the NFL. That's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. I'm not going to call any names right now, but I'm just thank God that we're able to at least minister to them. And I ask the Father, just give us the ones, if you can, that you already know who are ordained to eternal life and are serious-minded. And we'll go from there. Hallelujah. Let's go to Alabama. Brother Reuben, calling number 205-205. This is Pastor Dow, you know, Servitude Radio Broadcast. How can I help you?
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, Brother Reuben. How you doing, my brother?
I'm blessed, Pastor. How about you?
All right. What you got, son?
Well, I just wanted to thank you for the teachings and the rebuking that, you know, you and the elders been bringing forth on Marco Polo and the words that y'all spoke this week. It was just very edifying, and, man, it resonated with my spirit. And I just wanted to thank you for the accountability that you're holding those men to.
You know what, Brother Reuben? I had my granddaughter Nadia over at the house, and Sister Bobby came by to pick up her daughter. And she was talking to me, and every once in a while, you know, Brother Freeman is listening to Marco Polo and what's going on. And Sister Bobby says to me, She says, you know what's funny, Pastor, is our sisters, we think that we're getting rebuked. We think that we're getting corrected. What the way that you talk to those men over there on Marco Polo and the way you elders deal with those men and the way y'all brothers deal with each other over there, she said that we would literally, they would crush every single one of us women. We can't handle what you put out over there on Marco Polo with those men. There's not a woman in his ministry that can handle the way that you talk to those brothers over there in on Marco Polo when they need it. She said, we sit up in the tabernacle and we think that we're getting corrected and rebuked, and we are, and but it's a very mild form. And next time I ever hear a sister say anything regards to correction or rebuke, I'm just going to tell them to shut up, basically, what she was saying, because they don't know nothing. And, you know, the reason why we are that way, brother, because we're the men, we're the leaders. And it's up to us to lead this home and to get this next generation going, and they can't do it if they don't have examples before. Look at some of the foolishness that we got to sit up and correct and instruct, man, all because these people are too self-centered, self-focused, self-absorbed, man, and all about themselves. They don't care nothing about the generations coming behind them and think that we're going to actually relax our standard because of them. It ain't going to happen. So, man, I appreciate you hanging in there, listening, chiming in too as well, my brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That rebuke was actually for the security of the sisters.
Yes, sir. They don't even know, bro. They don't have a clue. These sisters get in, you know, they get in their little sorry emotions. They don't know nothing, man. They don't even have a clue, man. Anyway, bless you, my brother.
Yes, sir. Bless you too, Pastor. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, brother Ruben. Shabbat shalom. Let's go to call number 973-973, New Jersey. This is Pastor Dow over in New Jersey, whoever it is. Make sure you state your name. You're on the Straight With You radio broadcast. How can I help you?
The name is Juan. Good evening, Pastor Dow. How are you?
How you doing, Brother Juan? I'm doing all right.
Pastor Dow, first I would like to thank you very much for all of the videos that you've made, especially addressing the marriage license and the perils
hey,
that
brother,
are involved with it.
Juan, let me stop you for a second. I don't know how you're speaking to me, whether it be
on
a speakerphone.
I'm on an earpiece. Can you hear me, Pastor?
Now, that is loud and clear. I can hear you real well.
Right.
Go ahead. Proceed forth.
All right. Good evening, Pastor Dow. I'd like to thank you very much for all of the videos you've made detailing the problems with the marriage license and how the marriage license is a contractual relationship with the state. So I'd like to know if you could give advice on how to rebuild your life after you've been destroyed by the state. And the other thing I want to share for people who are listening, I happen to be a Buddhist. I have listened to your videos, Hindus, Muslims, Christians, Jews, people of all different faiths. We're listening to your videos, and we're getting a lot of benefit. Your videos are being discussed. And I wanted to know, what is the best mechanism for people of other faiths to be able to reach out to you and just get some of the advice that you're giving? Because it applies to people of all faiths. The things that you're talking about are universal. And you're one of the few people that's been brave enough to come up on YouTube and bring these issues to light. And I want to thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. I have a Patreon channel. And over on my Patreon channel, I discuss a lot of this stuff in great detail. And so if you go there and if you choose to sign up, you can get a lot of that information over there. As a matter of fact, especially after the feast days, leading up to them, I'm still going to talk about it more. I'm going into great detail. I'm actually going to give resources too, where I get a lot of information and where you can actually plug into some of this stuff and actually make changes in your own life. Make changes in your own life. And it's viable, and you can check it out, and it's already legit, it's recognized. People don't have to go through the government system the way that they think that they do in order to obtain their license and still be able to receive some of the benefits that come along with it. There's another way. I'm a working pastor. I'm a hard-working pastor, and, I try to spread myself as about as thin as I can. But there are other things I need to do, start concentrating in other areas to get more of this information out. All I can tell you right now, my brother, is to stay tuned. And if you choose to, and some of the other people choose to support me over there on Patreon, you're more than welcome to do it. But we're over there. And I'm giving out a lot of this information. I'm going to talk more about it a little bit more on YouTube. As a matter of fact, I even had it in my spirit to talk more about this marriage license thing. So look for a video coming up again on YouTube this week, and I'm going to go in a little bit more greater detail and hopefully give you some direction, simply because you called and reminded me, all right?
Thank you very much, Pastor, and I just want to know how we can support you. What is the best way we can support your efforts?
Over there on my website, www.straightway.com, or like right here behind me, straightwaytruth.com. Either one of those. You could go there, and you can actually hit a there's a icon up in the front. That's what I call it. It's called National Christian Foundation, even though that's not what we are. We just use the foundation. You can click on that, and it'll send you through the steps to where you're able to contribute if you choose to. You can also use PayPal at the Dowell7000@gmail.com. That's D-O-W-E-L-L, the number 7000, 700@gmail.com, and you can donate by PayPal that way, or you can go. You can mail it in. You can mail it in at the P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. That's L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, Tennessee, 37083. Either way it goes.
Okay, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
Shalom, shalom. And that's something. A professing Buddhist. People from different faiths are listening to me, not for the faith of Yeshua. Hopefully that they'll be able to be won over to it. But for the secular information that I'm sharing, that's going to bring benefit to them. Isn't that amazing? Man, boy, I think y'all are doing something. North Carolina, Brother Aaron, calling number 252-252. This is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Straight Truth Radio broadcast. How can help Brother Aaron?
Shalom, Pastor, and shalom, Israel.
Bless you, my brother.
Yes, sir, man. I really appreciate all that content you're putting out, man, and what you're saying and the rebukes and everything and all the teachings, the wisdom, man. I appreciate the glory to the King, the Most High, all honor and glory and praise to him for you and the leadership and the structure and the order that we got here and everything that we're being taught about order and the way that it's supposed to be, you know. Thought I knew something, Pastor Ain, and I realized that I got a long way to go in my study.
You know, Brother Aaron, you know what we're doing is we're raising men, and only a man can receive correction from another man, and it takes great humility to be able to listen to the wisdom of the hoary-headed and use it for your life and where you're at and to be able to move on in advancement, you know. I'm like a father figure and a big brother to a lot of people. And I take my role very serious. I have a lot of hats. It's only because I really, truly care. I really, truly love Yah, first and foremost. I love my Messiah, Jesus Christ. But I have a love for the brother and a love for my sisters and all the children in this ministry more than what they would ever know.
Yes, sir. I believe that. I believe that for sure, man. My father, my father killed himself when I was like 5, 6 years old, and I was taught by men, you know. I was brought up pretty hard, you know. I'd like to say I was snatched up sometimes, you know, and I appreciate everything that you do, man. I sure do. I appreciate it.
Oh, I can tell over on Marco Polo, Brother Aaron, the love is real. All right, bless you, my brother.
Bless you, Pastor. Shalom.
Have a wonderful night. Shabbat shalom. Let's go to Wisconsin. State your name, too. Call number 262-262. It's Pastor Dowell, University Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you there in Wisconsin.
Shalom, Pastor.
Shalom.
Hey, it's Brother Isaiah. How are you?
I'm doing well. What about you, Isaiah?
Awesome. I'm doing awesome. I just wanted to say bless you. And thank you so much for the encouragement you gave me. I mean,
God bless you. Did you go
you
and do like I told you to do on Marco Polo? Did you go and research and look up the word presumption like I told you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I did. And
what has been presumptuous then?
What I got from it is just honestly assuming too much. You know, I didn't have enough humility. You know, I thought I had all the answers. You know, I was overconfident. Yes, sir.
You didn't go look up the biblical word presumptuous.
I looked it up on the dictionary, dictionary.com. And
I ain't saying
the
dictionary, brother. We're not dealing with nothing in the dictionary, brother. I'm talking about in the Bible.
Yes, sir. I looked up.
I want you to go back and look up that word again from the biblical perspective, not from a worldly perspective.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What you
I
got?
Will do that. All praises. But thank you so much for the correction, you know. It actually opened up my eyes. And, you know, I have to say, truly it was amazing. And I thank you for it. And I'll definitely do that. And I also wanted to touch in with what Brother Jim was saying. He was saying that about spirits and whatnot and two-faced brothers. And, you know, I would have to refer a lot of brothers to your website under resources. I was also referred to this, too, by another brother. If you go under resources, you can see that a lot of these brothers out here really do have demonic spirits on them. And if they're truly, truly willing to give it all up and really, truly wanting to make a change, they can get rid of, they can become delivered, and they can get rid of these spirits. You know, this stuff is real, you know. I definitely wanted to say that, and I wanted to chime in on that. I also wanted to quickly talk about the tabernacle you're building.
Go ahead.
I spoke to brother Ryan a while ago. I want to build there. You know, I want to build at least one brick, you know, lay at least one brick down. So, I mean, you know, if you're willing, I mean, I know there's some brothers out there listening now that will have no problem going down to Tennessee and helping you build it. So, I mean, whenever you want brothers down, just let us know, and honestly, we'll be on the way.
I'm thinking about doing a foundation pour during Tabernacles one day. I mean, because we're going to keep this concrete company really busy. I mean, you have to understand,
yes,
man, they're going to probably be running trucks all day long. And I would, if you brothers want to get in on it, if you want to anticipate it, the one thing I would tell y'all to do is bring some water boots. Now, I'm talking about water boots that come up to your calves. Because, bro, when I tell you we're going to be busy, you're going to be busy, man, all of that. I hope you got enough heart in you and enough integrity because when we get to work on concrete, brother, we be working. We got time for a bunch of foolishness. So you may get between myself, Elder Doug, and Brother Bud, you probably get rebuked, hollered, and screamed at, chewed out, and every dang thing else. Just don't take it personally. We got a job we got to do. We got to fight the first time because there ain't no do-overs in concrete.
All praises. All praises. We'll definitely go into that, and we'll definitely get some more hands down there, that's for sure. But thank you, Pastor. I wanted to say that. Shabbat Shalom. I'll definitely look that up into it. You know, we're going to keep going at this. We're never going to stop. You know, we're going to make it all the way to the kingdom, that's for sure. But bless you,
all right,
Pastor.
My brother. Bless
you.
Shabbat Shalom.
Bless Israel. Shabbat Shalom.
I'm telling y'all, if y'all brothers want to get in on this, I'm telling you, I just named three brothers, every one of us over 50. And Elder Doug is a lot more closer to 60 than he is 50. And I'm telling y'all, we don't mind. We know y'all going to be here during Tabernacles, but listen, we don't need nobody coming up here bystanding and looking and observing and having chairs and damn pops and sodas and everything else watching us work. No, we don't need you around. You're going to be in the way. Matter of fact, we're not going to have you around. But if you come here, you mean business. And I'm seriously thinking about doing this pour during this time just for the simple fact that I want you to be able to have the honorary position to say, you know what, we have laid the foundation to this tabernacle during a feast day. Now, I know it's a feast time, but, man, it ain't nothing to say we can't work during tabernacles, especially help building the actual tabernacle that we're going to be worshiping in three times in a year. But if you're faint-hearted, don't even think about coming up here because I promise you, don't get it mixed up. Don't think that we're still not pastor, elder, and brother here straightway when you get up here and we doing this, brother, but I'm telling you what, we ain't going to tolerate no bunch of laziness and foolishness, man. We're going to send you right back down the hill. Because we get in this work, it's only men that's going to show up, and that's it, just men. Anyway, let me go on. Let's go to Illinois. Call the number 618-618. This is Pastor Dow, Universal Servitude Radio broadcast. How can help you?
Shalom, Pastor Dow. This is Brother Joshua. How you doing?
Brother Joshua, I'm doing all right. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. I've been listening to your videos and stuff like that. I just wanted to call and hear your voice and say Shabbat Shalom to you and all the saints, and may God bless you all.
Man, Brother Joshua, it's an honor to be able to hear your voice, and I'm thanking the Father that you are listening and watching the videos. Glory to the King.
Glory to the King. But that's all I had to say, Pastor. I don't want to hold you up.
Hey, Brother Joshua, thank you for calling in, my brother.
Thank you, Pastor.
Have a wonderful Shabbat. Make sure you tune in either on the broadcast tomorrow live or either on Facebook Live on my YouTube, on my Facebook page. All right, my brother?
All right, my brother.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Let's go to Texas. 310-310. State your name when you come on here, too. This is Pastor Dow, on Servitude Radio broadcast. How can I help you? Hold on, Texas. The thing jumped on me. All right, Texas, go ahead, my brother, sister, whoever you are.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. This is Brother Vince with my wife and three kids. They want to say hello.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Okay, okay.
How you doing?
Say hello.
Hello, Mr. Pastor Dow.
Y'all, bless y'all.
Bless y'all. Hopefully next week when you come down, we're going to have them with us to meet you. We're really looking forward to that trip you're making.
Well, I'll be there. Be the Father's will, and I think it is His will. We will be there.
Hallelujah. Praise y'all. I'm looking forward to seeing you, meeting you in person. All these videos have been great, but y'all, through you, has changed both our lives. My wife putting on that covering, the very first Shabbat we spent with Brother Greg and the brothers over here in Houston. Everything has
Glory.
Been wonderful. The first, it's been great.
Glory. Yeah, Brother Greg and Sister Carell are doing an excellent job down there. We thank the Father for it. And we thank the Father for your obedience and your love for the Most High Yah. But still make sure you study and do your due diligence, all right?
Hallelujah. That's exactly right. Truth ain't got nothing to fear. Have a good night. Shalom.
All right, my brother. Shabbat Shalom.
Thanks.
All right, last caller for the night, 423-423. This is Pastor Dow. State your name. You're on the Servitude Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. This is Brother Ethan.
Ethan, how you doing, man, up in Tennessee?
Yes, sir. I'm doing good, sir. Thank you. I just wanted to call in, sir. I was going to give you my new number. I know I hadn't called in a while, and I just wanted to give you my new number and let you know that I've been watching you over on Marco Polo and watching your videos that you've been putting out, sir, and I really appreciate it, and I'm taking heed to your word, sir.
So is this your new number that you're on right now, Ethan?
Yes, sir.
Okay, put it out online. I'm going to take a photo of it right now. I got it.
Okay, good deal, sir, but yeah, I just wanted to call in and say bless you, sir, and thank you, and, you know, Shabbat Shalom to all the saints, and I'm looking forward to coming down to Tabernacles and getting it in with the brethren.
Bless you, Brother Ethan. Bless you, my brother.
Bless you, sir.
Shabbat Shalom. I'll do one more. 843, I think it's South Carolina. 843 is Pastor Dow. You're on Straight Retreat Radio broadcast. I can help you, 843.
Shalom, Pastor.
Shalom,
Pastor. Brother Joseph, I'm out of Johnson City, Tennessee. I'm using my
iPhone. What you got, man?
Nothing much. So I just want to bless you, sir. I mean, that having a Buddhist call up on Blog Talk, I mean, that thing reminded me of Solomon, the wisdom of Solomon, where he had people from all over the world, from all walks of life coming up just to see. Like, just to
yes,
see
sir.
Solomon, like, it's really that wise. Like, it was beautiful, sir.
Brother, it happens in this ministry all the time. You know, a lot of people don't understand that there's something going on in this generation and in this particular time right before their very eyes, and it's marvelous in our eyes, and this is Yah's doing. I am the spokesperson. I'm the mouthpiece, but I'm not the one that's actually doing all this. I mean, I'm in agreement with him, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
And I am a servant, a slave to him, to be used and to be wielded and to be yielded any way that he sees fit. And that's the way we'll go. And so whatever he causes me to say, do, speak, that I will do for the glory of his name. And I do submit
Hallelujah.
And serve him with 100% vigor. And he said, if I be lifted up, here's the key, I will draw all men unto me. You get it? You see the secret there?
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My family wants to say Shabbat Shalom.
Sure.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom, daughter.
I can't hear anything. Okay, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you, but I just said Shabbat Shalom. No, I couldn't hear you at first.
Yeah, I said Shabbat Shalom, daughter.
All right. Well, you have a good night.
You too. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Love you, Pastor.
All right, my brother. Stay connected. Shalom, shalom. All right. Hey, we done. We get to go and rest on the Shabbat. Glory to the King. Y'all be encouraged. I bless y'all in the sweet presence of strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. See y'all tomorrow morning. King coming.